Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to another one of these. I'm Austin York. That's Kristen Rhines, Dylan Reed. Sorry for the little bit of nasally congestion that I got here, but you're going to have to stick with it for the next few minutes as we talk about free agency in the NFL. Now, we all think that the Cowboys did well so far, I think. Everyone, I know last week, Tristan gave him an A+. I think that I would give him at least an A.
Oh, yeah. Great so far.
And you go. So we're all in unison when it comes to the Cowboys. But we wanted to kind of look back at the league and how it's been evolving in the last couple of weeks, maybe a month. Lots have been going on. I'll start with you there, Dylan. What has jumped out at you as far as, is there another team in the NFL that you've really been impressed with that you think have improved quite a bit from last year, or maybe a team that you've been surprised hasn't improved or has gotten a lot worse? Is there anything that stuck out in that spectrum to you?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things. One, like you mentioned, I actually do think, and it's not just because I'm a fan, I do think the Cowboys probably have had the best offseason, but I would also say another thing that's kind of stuck out to me, and this doesn't shock anyone who saw kind of how they built their roster last year, I am kind of surprised at a couple of pieces that the Eagles have let go of. And obviously as a Cowboys fan, I like that. I want them to be getting worse over the offseason. Now, do I think that's enough to tip the scales? Maybe not. But I'll tell you what team, if I had to say what team surprised me the most this offseason, it's probably been this Jets situation. It's such a weird situation. And to be honest, I understand that you have the whole Aaron Rodgers thing floating around them, but I've just found their whole offseason, from the Aaron Rodgers to signing specific people to his wish list thereon. And I've just found their whole offseason weird. And like, honestly, I'm not, but if I was a Jets fan, I don't think I'd be feeling great about this. Like, they're kind of like willingly making themselves a mess. And I don't think I've seen a team really do this before. Now, we've never seen Aaron Rodgers become a free agent essentially before. So maybe this is what it looks like. But I've never seen a team kind of turn itself intentionally into a mess.
Well,
like
I think
the Jets
they're trying
have.
To do exactly what the Rams did. Maybe even you can make an argument that the Eagles did, is that's just they're trying to go for it all now. They feel they've got a few young pieces, and if they can add some more, and we all know the importance of a quarterback can take a team that is horrible. And Cincinnati, all I remember about Cincinnati fans is for years and years and years, they said whoever is the GM, I can't remember his name, an owner, really, Mike Lee's owner, if as long as he's there, they'll never win a Super Bowl. They said all that every single year. And I went to Cincinnati a few times and hear these things. And then suddenly they get Joey B., which is a great draft pick, and now they're basically an AFC force. They've been in the last two AFC championship games. They went to a Super Bowl, damn near won the thing. So it just shows you how much a quarterback can change. Aaron Rodgers, I don't believe, is washed. He comes in immediately, makes that quarterback situation better. AFC East, maybe Buffalo, but they look to kind of, you know, not as strong. Maybe they get better. Miami, I'm still not sold that they're going to be a powerhouse. So Patriots on the way down. Maybe the New York Jets can make a run. I think that's what they're going at. What about you, Tristan? Did any teams stand out to you, either good or bad, in the last couple of weeks?
One thing that kind of stuck out to me during free agency that was very, very active were the Denver Broncos. Getting Sean Payton vast improvement for the head coaching situation. Yeah. I think across the board, they're going to be a much more balanced looking team, probably a lot more efficient on the offense. I mean, that was the glaring hole between Nathaniel Hackett and his regime. I think that they made a lot of good moves as well. I mean, getting Mike McGlinchey, who was one of my favorite free agents going into this this offseason, signing him pretty early. They improved the offensive line, getting Ben Powers. They've made a lot of pretty good moves, to be completely honest with you. I think the Broncos are in store. I know it's a really tough AFC West division, but they could be in store for a nice little turnaround. I mean, they've still got Russell Wilson. I don't think Russell Wilson...
That's the danger there.
Well, like, danger Russ, so to speak.
Yeah.
I think it was way more on Hackett, in my personal opinion, than it was on Russell Wilson. Maybe giving Russell Wilson a little too much of this managerial, so to speak, power instead of like just allowing him to remain a player, be in the locker room. I know there was a lot of drama around that, but I can't imagine he's going to continue to regress. I think Russell Wilson's going to be back in store for a really big year this year.
I think my surprise, and I agree with some of that stuff, I do definitely think Sean Payton's going to rein him in a little bit. I think the surprise to me was the Raiders. I don't know what they're doing. That's it. You get rid of Derek Carr, I don't see that Jimmy G is that much more of an improvement. And if he is even an improvement at all, you get rid of Waller and you bring in a couple of other tight ends now, Austin Hooper. It's like, to me, you're replacing expensive with just a little bit cheaper. I don't think that you're getting any better, and it really is going to be interesting to me to see what they do in the draft with quarterback. If they go after one of these quarterbacks, Will Levis or something like that.
If they're even going to be available at that
point. Yeah, that's the problem for them.
They're like nine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, or do they trade up and try to make a run? I don't know, but I was really surprised at how final they were with Derek Carr. And I guess they had just made up their mind, this is not our guy. They want to bring Jimmy G in, maybe as just like a go-between the next guy, a placeholder. But I don't really know what they're doing there. And that's not to be really surprising because the Raiders, to me, haven't been necessarily the best-run franchise.
You were right. They are seven.
For the last 10 or so years. So I think that's surprising. The team that really I think is going to suffer is the Eagles. I don't think that they're going to be as dominant as last year. I think the Cowboys did make some gains on them, on their roster at least. It all comes down to quarterback. Can Jalen Hurts repeat what he did last year? And can Dak get better or have enough guys around him to make plays? That's really what it's going to come down to. But I did think the Eagles took a step back. Who's that big guy that they just lost, the 49ers?
Javon Hargrave.
Hargrave. He's good.
That was a big... I will say this, too. I don't think that the Eagles' defense was nearly as good as was, I guess, advertised throughout the course of the season. I mean, they get a lot of sacks. But, man, a lot of teams were able to score on them. So I think losing a guy like that hurts them even more. Hopefully, for their sake, that they can replace him in the draft. But I think the Eagles took a step back. The big news that I think we've all been looking at the entire NFL is the Lamar Jackson situation.
Yeah.
And what is happening here. We know that he doesn't have an agent. We know that there's been some reports that he wants guaranteed money. He's backed off on that and saying, I don't want guaranteed money. I just want as much guaranteed as Deshaun Watson had, what may be a little bit more. So there you have that. Now you've gotten questions, though, about his toughness. And, he sat out when we really could have used him in the playoffs. And he's like, well, I wasn't 100%, so I didn't want to come back. I'll start with you, Tristan. This back and forth that he's doing on Twitter, is that helping his cause at all? Or do you think that he's kind of like Deion Sanders suggested, maybe keep your mouth shut and just make him pay for it later?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily helping anything. I'll just say that much. I think Lamar has kind of put himself in a bit of a pickle being self-represented, and I understand at a certain level you want to be as invested and as involved in the process as you want to be. I've, for at least the last few weeks, felt that he should at least have some actual representation. There have been some rumors about, oh, we've had somebody on Lamar's behalf contacting teams. The NFLPA hasn't sanctioned this person. So whatever you do, if you guys interact with them, it's take, you know, your own risk for all the organizations. Lamar's in a weird spot, man. I think an agent would absolutely benefit as far as controlling these situations for Lamar Jackson. Who knows? Maybe Lamar would have been signed or traded, or where we would have at least had a resolution by now. But there's a lot of question marks from Lamar Jackson as well, as far as how much contact does he have with some of these other organizations? What are the numbers being thrown around? There's so many questions still surrounding this. But in my eyes, at the very least, man, an actual agent could take care of so many of these problems that we're seeing floating around. I mean, he's basically his own PR team as well, correcting or at least coming out with his own statements on, oh, my condition when I was going to play, when I wasn't going to play. It's, yeah, having an agent helps. I'll just say that much.
Yeah.
If you were a team that was in need of a quarterback, if you didn't have your franchise guy, which basically you could say is probably 22 teams in the NFL, maybe.
A lot of them.
I see a lot of criticism of those teams, like, say, I'm the Texans, I'm the Falcons, I'm out. I'm not pursuing. I see for some reason a lot of criticism of those teams. Do you think that that is fair? Do you think that if you do need a quarterback, you should be at least talking to Lamar Jackson if you're running a team?
Absolutely. You know, and first, you know, I think Tristan nailed it. That's completely how I feel about it as well. His whole representation issue, I totally understand. Not wanting to get undercut, I absolutely get that. But at the end of the day, a lot of these issues that he's having are somewhat self-inflicted by not having somebody in this game who actually knows the game, quite frankly, better than he and most players do in the agent realm to be able to help him negotiate, maybe even help him put this deal together. I mean, a lot of this could have been completely behind closed doors and not all out in the open. So I think that's a great point by Tristan. But if I'm a team that needs a quarterback, I think I'm absolutely interested in Lamar Jackson. And I do think that everyone who has criticism for those teams coming out and saying they're not going to pick him up, I just don't think they quite understand how the game works. And I say that by meaning, what benefit do the Texans or any other team have by coming out and saying, me, I want Lamar? That actually hurts you in negotiations, makes zero sense as an organization to do, which is why you see no teams do it, because why would you show your hand? That makes no sense.
They're losing leverage, you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely losing leverage if you come out and, especially with all these teams racking up a list that say, oh, I'm actually not interested. I think a lot of them are bluffing, and I do think that this Lamar thing will all be resolved after the draft. It makes no sense to, like I said, show your hand now, because why not just wait till the draft that happens in a few weeks and then come back to the Ravens and be like, you know what? I'm the Texans. Lied. Didn't get the quarterback I wanted. Now I want Lamar.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this off air, but let's say you're the Atlanta Falcons, which are saying, we're going to go with Desmond Ridder.
All due respect
to Desmond Ridder, I would absolutely think that Lamar Jackson is going to be a massive upgrade there at quarterback. Now, the Falcons are picking at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they went out and got Lamar Jackson now. Would you rather give up the number 8 overall pick this year? Or let's say you go get Lamar Jackson. That's a high 20 pick potentially for the Atlanta Falcons in a weak division. Mm-hmm. They can make a playoff run. Like, yeah, so there is a general logistical there of going, oh, we're going to wait till after the draft. Because we've already made the pick. You're going to get next year and the year after maybe.
That's exactly right. It's like, why on earth would I just, like, I don't want to give you my pick this year. It's happening in a couple of weeks and we put everything together. And I have, as a team outside of the Ravens, zero reason to do so. Now, I will say this. Out of all the teams that I think he could land on, there is one to me. There is one out of all the 32 teams, there is one team to me that might, just maybe, bite before the draft or soon afterwards and be the big bidder. And I think it is a team that no one's talked about.
Colts?
Not the Colts. No. I'm talking about the I almost called him football team. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Commanders. And here's exactly why I say that. This team is going to be sold. When a sports organization gets sold to another person, they want to make a splashy move. Look at the Suns. It literally just happened with Kevin Durant, right? That's Tristan's favorite basketball player. So you know this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he literally, we've bought the Suns. We want to do something big. We're trading for maybe the best, a top three player, at least one of the best players ever to play the game. So Lamar Jackson, certainly better than anyone Washington has, and quite honestly, certainly better than anyone Washington will probably be able to draft.
I'm sitting at pick 16, giving up a pick 16 versus a top 10 pick. I think it's a little more palatable, excuse me.
For new management. Exactly. So if there were one team that in which I don't think this is good business, but look, you've just purchased a team. It's you're dragging this team out of the dirt that Dan Snyder has thrown that football team into. He has destroyed that organization. He's a terrible owner, and I'm not afraid to say it. And you're trying to drag that team out. You're not getting a quarterback at 16 that's going to drag you out of the mud. But there's a former MVP that's ready to play and wants to make some real money. And you've got the money to spend.
Then I would ask, so Arthur Blank, who is the owner of the Falcons, and I don't know how much credence we give him, just like we were talking about Jerry Jones and calling plays and what the player is going to do. But he did say that they would not be going into the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes because of his style of play, that he was a little worried that his style of play might not make it plausible that he'd be able to play a whole season, or that maybe as he gets older, he'll break down a little bit quicker and all. You had a lot of people rushing to his defense. It was almost like he was taking a shot at him somehow, which I don't. Is that a fair assessment of Lamar Jackson? Do you think if you're an owner looking at that and saying, look at how Lamar Jackson plays, he's a run guy, he's already had problems now with his knee, it looks like, he's not 100% and didn't play, are you worried about that? Would that keep you from looking into him if you need a quarterback?
I look at Lamar Jackson as a top 10 talent in the NFL, and easily one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. For a team that's trying to find themselves a winner, this guy wins. He's one of the winningest quarterbacks in the NFL, at least within the stretch that he has played. He's made the playoffs every season. He's been the starter, and he's obviously a former MVP. Now, as far as the style of play he brings, that's part of the package, man. Like, you're not getting Lamar Jackson with the idea he's going to be a pocket passer. You're getting Lamar Jackson with the idea this is a guy who's going to keep defenses on their toes. This is a guy that's going to spread out defenses and keep them guessing. So if it's not what's going to work for Arthur Blank, okay, that doesn't work for Arthur Blank. But I look at the NFL as a business of winning, right? At the end of the day, your value goes up the more you win. Lamar Jackson wins.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, he spent a couple the last two seasons not finishing the season. It's an issue. It absolutely matters when you're talking about contract negotiations. But I just think there's so many positive reasons to go get a Lamar Jackson that it's a risk with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw Joe Burrow his rookie season get his knee whacked and he missed the rest of the year. And he's now, an MVP contender and took the team to the Super Bowl and two AFC championships. Any position
Dak's
on the field.
Injury prone too.
Everybody can get hurt. Dak Prescott last year threw 15 interceptions, and he dealt with a wrist injury the whole season.
Exactly.
There is
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, there's variables here, but guys who win, there's at least that consistency of these guys win, they perform, and that's the way I look at the Lamar Jackson situation, at least.
I mean, I totally agree. I mean, like, for me personally, it wouldn't be my absolute top choice if I was like, this is what I want to do, because I do have some concerns about his general accuracy. But I think Lamar Jackson's awesome. I mean, I grew up idolizing Michael Vick as a football player, okay, as a kid. And he's not Michael Vick. He's actually kind of like a better version of Michael Vick.
Yeah,
I mean, in all actuality, he really is a better passer than Michael Vick, and he's just as fast and just as spectacular. I think the injury concern's totally reasonable. I think that you can't ignore it. I think it does play into his contract, but I do think it wouldn't stop me from building or putting him on my team. What I would do is say, a part of building my team is I have a super interesting, super fun, exciting, fringe, top 10, could be even top 5 in some years style quarterback that may not finish the season. Build your team accordingly. There's a lot of teams that don't have players that can give you everything.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Heck, look at how the Cowboys have, and I can say a lot of people would say that they underused him, but look at how the Cowboys even used a guy like Tony Pollard last year. I mean, we saw his kind of, you know, his energy run out. We kind of saw him kind of dissipate towards the end of the year. Some players can't give you every single game all the time. And if you have to miss one or two games a year, but you're like a brilliant player and you score like 35 some odd touchdowns, and you're leading your team and you're putting your team in playoff positions, like, go acquire the best backup quarterback. Like, I don't understand why it's so crazy to just be like, we're not going to bring
him available.
Yeah. And I think there's better ones than him. But I mean, I really do mean that. I think you have to make it part of your team building. But like, if you want a Lamar and you're like, I want to do that thing, go design your whole offense around him and go get a badass backup. Get the best backup. See, go pay Baker Mayfield.
I understand that. But I think I'm going to disagree with you a little bit here, both of you guys. And the reason is because, yes, he can win and so on. The problem is with him is that I am worried about his style. And if I'm sinking that kind of dough, which he is going to command for an X amount of years, I don't know how many years he wants, but you know that window – that whatever that contract is the only time you're going to win. This guy is not going to be 32, 33 winning games. He's just not. That's not, you name me one quarterback, and we saw this, the only guy I can think of that's close to him, but still even playing, is Russell Wilson, who had the worst year, and there's maybe other reasons for it, but he had a horrible year last year. He really started dissipating in Seattle. That was a run guy. Think of another run guy that has lasted well into his 30s.
They don't.
And so you've got a very short time to win, and you better damn well win when you get him. And it's going to break your bank.
Yeah.
You know, now, again, this game is all about risks, and you're going to take risks. But I don't have a problem with teams saying, look, I'm not risking it on that. Mm-hmm. We're already sitting. Maybe at the beginning, if this was a 22-year-old, 23, yeah, okay, take him. But now, I don't know, what is he, 27, 28, and he's already having issues with the knee for the last two seasons. He's a run guy, very physical guy. I can see some hesitation in people, and I don't think that GMs or fan bases should be too worried about getting criticized because they don't want to do it. I've been a little surprised at some people and the vitriol that they give teams especially maybe I'm reading too much Twitter, which could definitely be the problem.
We all are. It's okay.
Yeah, it's just like, good Lord, they're out. Who cares? Well, you're going to take Desmond Ridder over him? You're saying he's better? No, but we're saying that this doesn't make financial sense for us. We don't like the prospect of him going forward for the long term. I don't think, I mean, again, they're a quarterback away.
Yeah.
You got everything. Maybe you take that chance. But if you still have to build a team around him, I say, look, you've got him for about four good more years. We all thought, and I don't know, you guys might have been young, but RG3 came out like a cannon.
Oh, no, I remember. Yeah, I'm old enough for that.
Yeah, and he tore his ACL. His career was over.
He was a Cowboy killer his rookie year, man.
Yeah,
he destroyed
one season. And I'm not saying that he was the same or that would happen, but I'm just saying that when they hit a wall, they hit a freaking wall, and it's over. It's
Cam
over
Newton.
Quick.
Look at Cam.
We saw with Michael Vick, again, and not the same. He was about the only guy that lasted a long period of time, and he couldn't ever get over the hump. So I can understand some slowdowns. This is what leads me to another one here. Aaron Rodgers, who's not slowing down, I guess. He's managed to linger to 39 he's going to be?
He's 39. 40.
He's 40, 40 right 40. Now.
All right. The Jets seem to be interested in him. A lot's come out about him. He came on the Pat McAfee show and said that after his retreat into the darkness, mm-hmm. which is sounds weird to say.
Sounds
he
like
came
a WWE
out,
thing.
Yeah, exactly. He was into the darkness. He comes out and he says that he had a great talk with the Packers to end the season. They told him everything. It's up to you. Take your time. They gave him all this kind of, you're the best. You're always welcome here. Went into the darkness, came out of the darkness, and things had changed. Heard he was shopped. Then we heard at the owners' meetings that the Packers say, no,
they're
we
out.
Had a great meeting, but he never contacted us, and we tried to contact him, and who do you think you believe, or is this just one of those things where this had to end? I don't know who to believe. Because honestly, at this point, I think the Packers, I think they tried to make an effort with Aaron, but at this point they were like, let's just cut bait and move on. Am I wrong here? Am I seeing, do you think that they did reach out to New York, or do you think they tried to shop him while he was while he was in the darkness?
This Aaron Rodgers in general is headache inducing. Let's just I'm just saying, like, this entire situation and every offseason, it is very much so, all right, what's Aaron doing? It's been that way for the last 4 years. If you're
he's a brain melter, man. He's a brain melter.
It's exhausting. I don't blame the Packers for going, we're done. Like, it's exhausting.
No,
you're gonna be 40 and you're making more money than almost anybody else in the NFL, and you're still not happy. We've done everything we can do. Barring maybe taking a receiver in the first round, but like keeping this guy happy, still getting some decent receiving talent, I guess. Like, they didn't look terrible. I don't blame the Packers for being exhausted. I can't say that I do. I'm surprised the Jets are this willing to go get a guy that is contemplated retirement within the
unhinged.
Last year or two.
Pick up his major receiver.
And pick up major receivers and get all of his best buddies. And it's going to be a great time. And the Jets are going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, I don't think, and this guy doesn't win in the playoffs, but we're going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, this, it's a headache, man. I don't blame the Packers for wanting to move on and just go, look, we need to just do something else. Because it's becoming more and more and more and more and more drama. And it's becoming more and more of a head case. You could talk about maybe how the Packers have maybe mismanaged two of the best quarterbacks of arguably the last, like, 40 years.
Possibly.
And how they should have won more Super Bowls and they could have done more. But, I mean, Favre had his own issues a little bit. And,
still has his
and
issues
has
right
his
now
issues
that are
bit,
pretty
suppose,
bad.
And, Aaron Rodgers, obviously, has been, at least for the last decade, almost as long as I can remember Aaron Rodgers being in the league, has been an off-season spectacle in one way or the other. So, yeah, I can't blame the Packers for wanting to move on. Give Jordan Love a shot. I mean, you drafted him for a reason. And, yeah, I think it's just time. I can't blame him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is, I think he's a head case. I think he's been that for a long time. I think that if I had to say, who do I believe? I'd say I believe the Packers organization. I mean, they have no reason to really BS us about this, and Aaron Rodgers kind of has a ton of reasons to do so. So I certainly believe that they're telling the truth here. And I really do think, honestly, that this bit that he's had over the last 4 or 5 years, this, like, this, like, the all-natural Aaron Rodgers, the alternative medicine Aaron Rodgers, is probably the most cringeworthy Aaron Rodgers. I'd say he's probably, I mean, to me, it's just, I feel like all the things he does for attention. I feel like he wouldn't have gone into a darkness retreat had he not gotten to get on Pat McAfee and talk about it. I feel like he wouldn't have, the off-season before, flown to, oh, I think it was Indonesia, wherever he was, gone and done his...
The witch?
Yeah, yeah, gone and done ayahuasca, his ayahuasca yeah. seance, or not seance, ayahuasca...
trip, whatever
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, 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 his meditative journey. Because I actually, I'm not really big into Eastern medicine, but I don't think it's totally Bach. But I think that people like Aaron Rodgers hurt that kind of thing. Like, I think that Aaron Rodgers coming out and going into the darkness and coming and doing all this wisdom seeking and this like spiritual guidance that he's getting, like, I think it all is a really bad look for the alternative medicine, altruistic, hippie kind of like actual people that really believe that, because he's just doing it as a bit. Like, he's just doing it because he craves attention. That's my honest opinion of him.
Well, I see. I look at this Green Bay thing, and I think you're right on the thing. I think they want to avoid another Brett Favre. That's why I think they're like, all right, we gotta cut bait here, and just, we're gonna have to get rid of him in a couple of years anyway. He's making a lot of money. Let's just see if we can get something for him, and that's a good move. I think the Packers have done everything that they can. I know that the guy can be a little bit of a headache, a prima donna, but the fact of the matter is he can still play. He's still probably a top 10 quarterback when he's on the game. I still think that. You look at what Tom Brady, there's no suggestion at all that he couldn't do that, what Tom Brady does to the – you saw what he did when he went to Tampa Bay. If you get people around him in New York, that division, again, you look at Buffalo, that might be a team. But again, they took, to me, a step back a little bit last year, especially how they ended the season. I didn't think they were nearly as dominant, and Allen wasn't the quarterback that I thought. You look at Miami – all right, maybe. New England is kind of maybe. You're still up in the air.
Rebuild mode.
That's a very winnable division to me. And I think more so than ever in this league, this is all about quarterbacking. If you get a good one, he can take you from maybe an okay team to a very good team really quick. And that's why you deal with him. If you're obviously getting him for maybe 2 years, probably just one season, I would expect. Give it a run, and then hopefully maybe he can teach a guy like a Zach Wilson or somebody the ropes, and you go from there after that. But I think the Jets have said, look, we've got nothing at quarterback. We've got some, you know, good, decent receivers, Garrett, and you got a good, decent defense, that Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, he's good.
I mean, they're going to have some good draft picks.
Brees Hall.
Yeah, why not? Why not give it a run this year and then let the chips fall where they may in the next couple of seasons, especially with a winnable division? I think that's what they're doing here. And last, we want to end with the Cowboys here. The Cowboys made the signing of Jonathan Hankins. They're looking at good. This is one of those situations where I felt very excited about the draft, more so than I have in the last several years, because as we mentioned the last episode, they can really take whoever they want to, and you probably feel pretty good about it, I think, in the first round, no matter who they chose, really. I think with the Cowboys, do you see anybody that the Cowboys are likely to take, you would say, as a front runner right now, if you had to look at them and say, this is the guy in the first round or the position? I'll start with you, Dylan.
Well, for me, I would probably stand pat with where I did last time we discussed this. I still believe at their current position, you can get a guy like a Brian Breesy, because I love the Jonathan Hankins signing. I think it's a very important signing, and I think he plays an important role on this team moving forward.
Still going to defensive tackle.
I still believe it's their largest position of need, and I believe really, and it works out perfectly with how a lot of other mock drafts are falling, your largest position of need and the second best player at that position in all of the draft might very well just be available for you at 26, no having to move up and know anything.
Bijan Robinson, Breesy, right there. both sitting at 26.
I would go Breesy, and I would
really
I would do that, and I love Bijan, but I would do that for two reasons. One, like I mentioned, it's a serious position of need. You go into the season with Tony Pollard as your unquestioned best running back. I'd say he's pretty good. You go into the season with Jonathan Hankins, your unquestioned best defensive tackle. I'd say there's about 20 plus some odd other dudes that are in front of him in that list. So that's why I think, and plus we've discussed this before, I love Bijan, but that running back that you draft, just like we mentioned earlier with Lamar Jackson having a four-year window, you have a five-year window with your first-round running back. You draft him, you play him on his 4 years of his contract, you sign him to his fifth year, and you move on.
You move on.
And you move on. So that's like drafting a guy like that is a little more short-term as opposed to drafting a Breesy. That's not only a more long-term, it fills the position of need. And I think biggest of all, it gives Dan Campbell what he's needed like last year. Like we thought the Cowboys defense was really good last year. What was the one thing we all said? Like,
you mean Dan Quinn?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Dan Quinn.
It's like Dan Campbell here.
No, although I love Dan Campbell at the Lions. I want them to do well as a former Cowboy. But we were terrible against the run. I mean, we frankly were. And look, you bring LVE back, cool. You bring Jonathan Hankins back, great. But we were awful against the run. Hankins made us better, not great against the run. Breesy is the kind of guy that could project to actually be a seriously impactful player and make you a good run-stopping defense. So once you've upgraded your cornerback position, now you've fortified the interior of your defensive line.
Is Breesy a first-round pick for you, though?
Yes.
He's easily a first-round
pick. Oh, yes. He's the second-best defensive tackle on this on the whole draft to me. Now, you know what I want. I want to throw everything at the Falcons at pick five, and I want to go get Jalen Carter. Now, I know that that's not going to happen, and so that's why I believe who I do think Breesy will probably be there, that's who I would go with if it was him or Bijan.
All right, what do you got? Who's a guy that you think the Cowboys are looking at? And this is just based off Cowboy stuff or whatever. Do you see, is there a front runner or a position maybe that you're saying, okay, this is...
I lean into agree that the defensive tackle, nose tackle, you know, is probably the most important position remaining. I know a lot of people are really high on Ferguson for their tight end spot.
Yeah.
I don't hate the idea of them walking into the season with Ferguson at tight end. I think there are still a couple of really good tight ends in this draft. I've mentioned before Kincaid and Michael Mayer from Notre Dame. But if there's a good guy that you have like a lot of faith in a defensive tackle at 26, yeah, it makes a ton of sense. Breesy, like you mentioned, Mazzie Smith's just a little bit further down that board as well out of Michigan. Not so much a pass rusher, but a really good just big body anchor piece in the middle for them. I could see both those guys working out really well.
Did you see that guy in the second round?
Maybe not where the Cowboys are picking in round two. He's like a lower first round, maybe like a high second round draft pick.
Because the thing that I'm seeing here, and I see this a lot, and this is why I asked this question, I hate to interrupt, is this Bijan Robinson possibly could be there.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is a dynamic enough first round pick that has a first round grade. I don't know if the other running backs, while they're good, deep. I don't know if they have a first round grade like that. He can block, he can catch, he can obviously run. He could make a difference. And if you have a running back situation where you've got Tony Pollard coming off an injury, I expect him to be okay. I don't think he's going to have a hampering. But then you got a Bijan Robinson like that. I mean, that really helps take a lot off Dak, and we've talked about Dak. You talked about that quarterback position.
I don't hate the idea of having
Robinson. So if you had to pull the trigger on one, would you go with a Bijan if he was there? That's where I think because of the running backs, we've talked about how they've been lessened over the years. Some people, especially with what we've seen with Zeke, some people are so reluctant to take a running back in the first round now.
I think both you guys make amazing points when it comes to Bijan. Again, five-year rental, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's on one hand.
But and if the Cowboys would do that and just
say,
that's
fine. Yeah, they do it the right way,
yeah. Yeah, and on the other hand, you obviously have the best running back in this draft class. In a draft class that is, that to be fair, does have some pretty decent running backs in it. But, I mean, the idea of the guy, he reminds me a lot of, like, Kenneth Walker. If you got, like, last year's Kenneth Walker as well as Tony Pollard in the backfield, like, That's pretty dangerous, as well as the really receiving options. Like, I don't hate either of those picks. At a certain level, like you mentioned at the beginning of even just the question, do the Cowboys could probably do anything here and it wouldn't be a bad pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think even Bijan Robinson at pick 26, I don't hate it. Now, Do I think Bijan's going to be there at 26? I don't know. I have a feeling he might be, but it's possible he goes even just a tad higher than that. We'll have to find out, obviously. It is
good hypotheticals, and I know that this is like either or. What do you take? What do you take? And the reason I bring up Bijan is because I had a very strong guttural reaction about a month ago on this thing when we were talking about taking a running back in the first round. I've learned my lesson. I'm not doing that anymore. He's, you know, you want a guy that you can get that fifth-year option for. If he's a rookie and he's you get him in the first round, and you want to think long-term with the first-round pick, you don't want to think. But to me, it now that I'm thinking about it, God, he is a playmaker, and if you can get something like that in the first round, he's sitting there, you don't have to make any moves for him. You could probably shore up the defensive tackle maybe a little later on. Maybe it's not as good as the first, but – I mean, you still have an ability to do that, maybe sign a few other guys. I don't know. I think you take the chance on Bijan. I've kind of come around on that. And we, unfortunately, are a little bit out of time. Thank you so much for joining us here on America's Team. I'll try to get better next week so it doesn't sound so nasally. Until then, though, have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.